This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall in Washington. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders has reaffirmed that the administration of U.S. President Donald Trump is indeed looking into sending migrants from the southern border to sanctuary cities spread across the United States. Sanders appeared on ABC's This Week.
We have a massive number of people that are already here. We need to take away some of that burden on all of the communities that are along the border, like San Diego and El Paso, and look at other options. Again, not our first choice. Ideally, Congress would fix the problem.
And Sanders said there is a simple solution to the border problems.
The ideal solution is real simple. It's for Congress, particularly Democrats in Congress, to sit down with the president, do their jobs, and help us stop this awful crisis that's taking place at our border.
President Trump has come under sharp criticism for the sanctuary cities idea, including the charge that he intends to use immigrants as pawns in his battle with Democrats. That was echoed today by Democratic Senator Ben Cardin of Maryland. He was a guest on Fox News Sunday.
My understanding is it's not legal. There's no budget for that purpose. This is clearly a political move for the president. He's using the immigrants as pawns in his political game of chess.
A day after the Taliban announced the start of its annual spring offensive, a roadside bomb wounded four Romanian soldiers in southern Afghanistan. And fierce fighting between government forces and insurgents elsewhere in the country reportedly killed dozens. The spike in violence darkens the outlook for the U.S. Taliban dialogue aimed at finding a political end to the 18-year-old Afghan war, along with a reduction in violence during this year's fighting season. A major early Sunday morning Taliban attack on the northern city of Kunduz sparked heavy combat with Afghan forces in the area, and there were casualties on both sides. This is VOA News. The next chapter in the extradition battle over WikiLeaks